In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Many of us will be singing this carol during this Advent and Christmas season. Recording this message in November, I don't know whether the weather on December the 25th will reflect the imagery that the carol contains. Ice, frost, earth hard as iron, water like stone. But even if the weather should turn out warm, a climate of hard iciness is only too apparent around us in other ways. In war in Ukraine, Sudan, and many other places. In the violence directed at communities in Gaza, Israel, and the West Bank. Our own country often feels cross and out of sorts. For many, there's a sense that things aren't working as they should be. We're concerned about the cost of living. We debate how immigration should be managed. The challenges are very great, more than any person, government, nation, or even the global community seem able to overcome. A larger answer is needed, one proposed by our carol, which continues. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. God is the only one big enough to deal with the concerns we have. But big things, as the carol explains, sometimes come in small packages. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. At Christmas time, we remember that the God whom heaven cannot hold came to earth poor, small, vulnerable, as a baby born in a stable in Bethlehem. Jesus is God's message of love sent to meet our deepest longings. He is God's answer to our greatest needs. How should we respond? With big gestures, great sacrifice, major plans, heroic action? Our carol has a very different answer. It asks, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give my heart. That's the invitation of Christmas, to give to Jesus, poor as we are, our hearts. Our hearts open to others and the needs of the world around us. Jesus wants nothing more. He asks for nothing less. Will you give your heart to Jesus? A very happy Christmas to you all.